And, well, here we are at 7 o'clock on the Pig Radio Station, and it is time for news. So here's Travis T. Hip with all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, another brilliant, if brutal, tactical change in the war. The battle for Marja, is going slowly because we have to go house to house and compound to compound, which is the architecture of the area. And at the moment, the problem is that we have lost the use of our air assets to some degree and artillery as well, because the civilian population are being assembled on the roofs of the compounds and houses, and then rebels, or if you will, the local Taliban, use the houses still as points for sniper attacks against the advancing forces. Another company of Marines into downtown Miraj. They are seizing, in fact, they have seized the police headquarters and other public buildings of the area, and are going to be bringing in the government in a box projects, all the various people who will represent the Kabul government and other outside organizations in getting things organized and straightened out and make it better for the people so that they'll support this whole project. The Miraj battle still going on. 5 more Marines have been killed overnight. The Toyota company is shutting down 2 of its plants in the United States. 1 in Texas makes the Durango, and I don't know what they make in Kentucky, but both of them are facing at least a 2-week layoff, which will show them the difference between being unionized and just getting the same pay scale. When they're laid off at these factories, they won't have the strike and other unemployment benefits that unions offer. The RNC chair, Mr. Steele, has met with the Tea Party, quote, leaders, if there are such, to try and woo them into not doing things that will screw up the project for the Republicans. One of those problems, Nevada has just qualified the Tea Party as a political party, and they are going to apparently offer at least alternative candidates, if not in the Republican primary, then in the general election. If that happens in 5 or 6 states, it could blunt the spear point attack of the Republicans against this next fall's elections in Congress. Speaking of Congress, here's an interesting one. Senator Bayh has removed himself from the re-election race in Indiana, leaving a great huge hole. Today is the day that they have to, in fact, last night, they had to have any new nominees in. But John Cougar Mellencamp is declaring that he wants to run for that Senate seat. As it is now, the Democratic Commission, the Democratic leadership in the party in Indiana has to make up their mind and put up the candidate. It'll have to be between now and June, but John Cougar Mellencamp. Now, there's a thought. And the Abdul Barabar situation, his capture and being interrogated in Pakistan. Apparently, he's in the hands of the ISI, with the CIA standing by to watch, but not actually doing all the things necessary to get whatever information we're going to get. Meanwhile, it's been a week, 10 days now, and we may presume that any information he has is a little stale, but he does know everybody in the game. He's a top guy and is, in fact, the longtime military commander of the Taliban's official wing in Afghanistan. The roundup of people, or the at least seeking of people in both Karachi and Waziristan, is underway, according to Sunnis. President Obama has okayed an $8 billion loan guarantee to build 2 nuclear power plants on land that is already a nuclear power plant in Georgia, so there won't be any problems about local, you know, oh, you can't put it in my backyard. It's already in the backyard. We're just going to make it bigger. This is a big step towards, A, getting America into the nuclear power plant game, which apparently is the wave of the future. And also, it gives him something to work with in bargaining the new energy bill, having decided to go with both this and a limited offshore drilling system. The idea is now that the Republicans have to allow him to go into cap and trade. We'll see whether that works out politically. And finally, a hint that maybe we are getting smarter. Quarterly statements out, things like that. Whole Foods Company, nationwide, profits up 71%. We may be in recession, but at least we're eating better. And that's enough for this for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Wednesday hump day. Stay tuned.